via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump, that is, and President-elect Joe Biden held simultaneous events focused on the COVID-19 pandemic on Tuesday. President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden is calling for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days of his administration as well. President-elect Biden is also pledging to bring coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days in office. The president-elect made the statement Tuesday, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students, teachers, and staff. He also spoke during the event at his home in Delaware, introducing a team of health experts that will help the new administration combat the coronavirus. President-elect Biden said during the event, Biden, that is, it should be a national priority to get our kids back into school and keep them in school. Meantime, the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting Republicans' latest effort to change the outcome of the presidential election. The Republican lawsuit sought to reverse the state of Pennsylvania's certification of President-elect Biden's victory. The court refused to call into question the certification process in Pennsylvania without giving an explanation. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Vaccines against COVID-19 may be arriving within days here in the United States as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in clinical trials so far, but there is still unknowns. The vaccine from drug maker partners Pfizer and BioNTech will get a hearing at the FDA on Thursday. Emergency use authorization could follow within days if all goes well. The agency will consider biotech company Moderna's vaccine next week. The Ethiopian government says it forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday after staffers breached checkpoints en route to a refugee camp. The UN reached an agreement last week with the Ethiopian government to provide humanitarian aid in Tigray, saying at the time the deal would give aid workers access to government-controlled areas of the region, but access has been limited. Fighting erupted in the disputed region in northern Ethiopia in Tigray back in November the 4th, where some 600,000 people were already dependent on food aid. Thousands are believed to have been killed in the war, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. The leaders of Britain and European Union will meet Wednesday for a final push at a Brexit deal. This as the two sides warn that the chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. The U.S. Army dismissed or suspended 14 senior officers Tuesday, ordered policy changes following a sweeping independent investigation into sexual harassment and violence at the base, including the murder of a female soldier earlier this year. Hong Kong police on Tuesday arrested 8 activists in connection with a July protest, the latest in a widening crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. The arrests were carried out hours after the United States sanctioned another 14 Chinese officials over China's move last month to expel 4 pro-democracy lawmakers from Hong Kong's legislature. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.